Hello.
Hi, is this Beth?
Yes, it is.
Beth, my name is Rob Thomas. I'm with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star. How are you?
I'm good.
We got your letter about your son, Brian. Can you tell me about what's going on with him?
2 years ago, he started having seizures. Never know when he's going to have them. I've seen him have some real hard ones, and so he's not able to work. He's had to sell everything he owned just to help support his little family.
Right.
We moved, so we gave him our trailer. So they moved it from one place to another, but they made it, you know, taller up, so none of the skirting fits it. And they built a halfway porch just so they can get into their home. And they have to have a porch on the front and back. And he has three kids. They have three children. One is autism, one is ADHD, and one is psychosis. And they're a handful. So we're just hoping to get some help.
You guys got the trailer moved to its new location, set up, and it needs skirting made to fit where it's at now.
Right. And then it has to have porches, because they said if he doesn't get porches put on, they'll kick him out.
Right. It's a safety issue, I'm sure, for the park.
Right, right.
You mentioned something about needing heat hooked up. What's going on there?
The heat pump that we had, we hauled it over in my car over there. It's not heat up, and all they have is like little heaters. Well, they don't stay warm.
So they need this heat pump that used to be on the house reconnected and put back in to work there.
Yes.
And everything else on the house all works good?
Yes. They got the electric hooked up. They got, you know, things done up.
Does his wife work?
No. Well, she gets a little bit of disability for two of the children. You know, they're just enough to pay the rent and the lights. And then, you know, they're back to being broke again.
Right. No, understandable. Is there hope that he is able to go back to work again soon, or are they still trying to figure out what's causing these seizures and how to manage them?
They're still trying to figure out his seizures, and 2 days ago he had three seizures in one day.
Oh, wow. Wow.
The grandkids have seen him seize, and it's not pleasant when he does.
Right.
Usually I have to go get my granddaughter.
Because it upsets her?
Yes, very much.
I bet that's understandable. It's probably hard watching Dad go through that. How old is your son, if you don't mind me asking?
He is 36 now. He was 34.
When it started?
Yeah.
But he's working with OHSU to try and figure out what's going on?
Yes.
Well, you're not going to get a better medical facility to take care of stuff like that, that's for sure.
Right.
Circling back to the house, we got 90 days. You got to get the skirting and the porch and stuff done. Otherwise, he could possibly get evicted, and we need to get him some heat. And that is definitely something that Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program can do.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, is this Brian?
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, my name is Rob Thomas. I'm with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star. How are you?
I'm doing.
That's good. I understand you guys recently moved into a trailer.
Yeah.
And it needs some help.
Yeah, basically, we got 90 days before we're supposed to have skirting and porches up, but right now I don't have an income.
Which is because of seizures.
Yes.
What happened there?
Everything was going fine. I'd been working full time, plus doing side jobs and everything. And one night I remember going to bed and then waking up at the hospital going, how'd I get here? To find out that I had a seizure. And then since then they just picked up and they haven't been able to find a med to stop it or anything.
That's got to be hard not having answers to something like that.
It's difficult.
Probably traumatic for the children as well.
Yeah, there's two kids with disabilities as it is, and that definitely don't help them.
You have three kids living with you?
Yeah.
And your girlfriend, does she work?
No, at the moment she can't really, because of her kids with disabilities she's got to stay for.
It's kind of a catch-22. You know, you need to be able to provide for the house, but yet it's too expensive when you have to have specialized care.
Yeah.
So you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard spot, because I'm guessing you probably get a little income with some disability.
Yeah, she's getting disability for the two kids, but I haven't got no disability as it is yet.
No, and that's kind of quite a process, too.
Been on a bunch of different meds. Most of them haven't helped or made things worse.
Well, I can only hope and pray that they figure out what's going on and can put a stop to it or get him managed, at least. Unfortunately, like you said earlier, time's not on your side as far as getting the stuff done to the trailer so that way you guys can remain where you are.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know for sure if she would or not. I think she'd be a little more understanding, possibly. But I don't really even know the manager that well, just what I've talked to her on a few things.
I can confidently say you can tell her it's going to get taken care of, okay?
Really?
Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program, we're going to take care of getting the stuff that you need for your trailer.
The skirting and the porches?
Thanks to Bobby Geyer Construction. Yep, they'll take care of the skirting and the porches and get everything set to code. I understand that you have a heat pump, it's just not hooked up.
Yeah, they had to unhook it to move the trailer in the first place.
Well, Roseburg Refrigeration is going to come out and reinstall that heat pump, and Sims Electric is partnering with them as well to make sure it's up to electrical code with that installation as well.
Oh, man. Dude, you don't even know. Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy. And I know you guys got very limited income right now. I'd like to get you a nice big gift card for Sherm's and Walmart as well to be able to help cover food and necessities for a little while.
Gotcha. Thank you.
You're welcome, Brian. And from all of us here at Wish, we hope and pray that they come up with a solution for your seizures so you can kind of start to get a little bit more normalcy back to your life again.
I just want to go back to work.
I don't blame you. I'm like you. I'm a worker. I'm a provider for my family. And I don't know what I would do in a situation like that. It would be mentally a huge challenge to deal with that.
Thank you guys very much.
You're welcome, Brian. And I hope you have a Merry Christmas.
I am now.
Happy Holidays from News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.